This is our Be Moment. Our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am asking a question. Are you doing what you can do? Recently, I heard a beautiful story about a man named Dennis who wrote a letter to Governor Cuomo of New York. Dennis writes, "I am a retired farmer hunkered down in Northeast Kansas with my wife, who has but one lung and is ill with diabetes. We're in our 70s, and I'm really afraid for her. Enclosed, find a solitary N95 mask left over from my farming days. It has never been used. So if you could, please give this mask to a nurse or doctor in your state. I have kept 4 masks for my immediate family. Keep up the good work. Sincerely, Dennis and Sharon." This farmer, and especially his wife, are in a very high-risk category as it relates to the coronavirus. Even though he had a limited number of masks, he still chose to step out in faith to do what he could do during these times. This is exactly what Jesus said about the woman who poured her expensive perfume over his head. When this woman gave all of herself in that moment, even tuning out Peter's remarks that she was being wasteful, Jesus responded in Mark 14 by saying, "She has done what she could do." We deepen our relationship with God when we trust Him and then take action. The question for us is, are we doing what we can do? And as you think about that, remember these words. What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? James 2:14. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Boost of Blessings YouTube channel. So today, just do it.